Hello, everyone. Welcome to our after party of the D23 press conference for the Parks and Resorts presentation. We are joined by Mike. Mike, how are you doing? Mike just left the conversation. He must be so angry that we actually like any of these things. Wow, it's a continuation of the shit show that was before. Nick, how are you doing?
This has been a good day.
It's been a good day.
It's been a really good day.
How was meeting Freedom?
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, I've been trying to get my picture with that daggum bird since I graduated from undergrad in 07, and I finally got it.
There you go. It's your white whale. You can just die happy now, right?
It's because of Jennifer that I got to meet him. I was in the bathroom, and she like held the guy up, his handler, until I got out so I could get a picture with him.
I danced with Celestina Warbeck. You got a picture with Freedom. I think it's all the same.
Just to be clear, Freedom is Georgia Southern's living mascot, our bald eagle, our free-flying bald eagle that they turn loose and flies around our stadium and all that stuff.
And also helps with pest control.
Auburn has a lame, like, golden eagle. Bald eagles are better. Calls America.
Weird Southern things. And Mike's back. Mike, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while.
It's been a long time, Joe. Having Wi-Fi troubles, apparently.
Yeah, clearly. I feel like we need to support each other through these Wi-Fi issues.
Is that because of Katrina, Mike?
Oh, God. Is everybody back?
Remember Atlanta?
How did we recover from that? Oh, yeah. I remember Atlanta.
Oh, God. That's a long-standing joke but with Mike and Katrina jokes and how they're not funny 10 years later, which I agree with, but whatever. Also joining
They're
us,
never funny.
Yeah, actually, you're right. They were never funny. Also joining us tonight is Sean. Sean, how are you doing? How's Baloo doing?
He just ate, so he's fine. I'm doing terrific, Joe. I'm so hyped.
You're so hyped?
I've never been happier to be wrong than today.
Aren't we all so happy to be wrong? Well, so I have
drinking
the Disney Parks blog.
Drinking some longboard, enjoying my life.
Awesome. I said this will be a 20-minute podcast, and I think
there's no way.
I'm going to have to
I told him he was completely
up.
Wrong.
Yeah, Mike was right. Hey, Mike, do you want to hold on to that one real quick when I said that you're right? So,
I know it.
Okay, shut up.
He's still wrong about Toy Story, but, you know.
Oh, he's totally wrong about Toy Story. So where do we want to start?
I like what Disney's doing. I can gush about Disney.
Let's start off Thursday. On Thursday night, D23 let the press in, and they had a bunch of stuff. They have a bunch of Shanghai concept art and weird stuff going on there. How the Tron ride took a decade to come to life, which sounds insane. And then they also had the Avatar model.
That really doesn't sound that insane.
10 years?
Well, again, Legacy came out, like, what? 5 years
2008?
Ago? That long ago? So 7 years ago.
It came out 2008.
You gotta think.
No, it came out 2010.
Okay,
and
so 5 years ago.
Did it?
Yeah, it was one of the last movies I saw with a bunch of my brothers before I graduated.
All right, so 5 years ago, and they're like, maybe a few years before that, they're like, hey, remember Tron? Maybe we should just design a ride for that. So it's really not that surprising.
But if it's opening next year, that means it's been in development since 2006.
Yeah.
How long was Tron Legacy in development before it began?
Right.
Wasn't
not
it like-
that long.
30 years.
No, there were talks about for a second Tron for a long time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I, again, a decade, it just screams to me being like Imagineering at its worst. Of just like, yeah, we have this been in the incubator for like a decade.
Remember, when they say a decade, they could be like, we thought about it a decade ago.
Well,
and
I
then,
wonder
like,
if it started
when
off
Tron
as
Legacy
a Star Wars
came
concept.
Out. Huh?
I wonder if it started off as a Star Wars concept for the motorbike coaster.
Yeah.
Speeder bike coaster, I'm sorry.
Could have been.
And also one of those things where it's like, oh, well, we kind of thought about it, and then we sat on it, and then we thought about it again, and then we sat on it, and then we talked to Vekoma, and then we sat on it again, that kind of thing. 10 years of development, but not 10 years of continuous development. How about that?
Yeah.
Sound good? Okay.
I just don't know why they would admit that, but whatever.
So, also at the Disney Parks blog, Disney Parks Pavilion is the Avatar exhibit. Have you guys seen the video of this?
No. Which one?
No.
Well, they do like this little pre-show where you go in there and there's an Imagineer who's been, you know, hey, I'm blah, 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 I'm Imagineer, but I've been loaned out to the Alpha Centauri Expedition Group, blah, yeah, you know. And then they had like this preview video and they have all these people saying, I went to Pandora and I walked around the thing. And then all of a sudden Joe Rohde's up there with like nothing. And he's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's like really awkward and everyone knows it's Joe Rohde and you kind of laugh off. And then you exit. It's like just basically a plasma screen in the corner of a small box. And it's just a bunch of like sheets around you. So it's not even that nice. And some plants. And then you walk through a little walkthrough area, and they have some of the models of some of the creatures and plants and whatever. And you know, like the bags and like handcrafts from the native population. And then you see the model. And the model, you know, changes from day to night. They have a video. And then you can then get your photo taken with the bust. Euphemism intended.
Hashtag side boob.
Euphemism intended. for Avatar, and that's where a lot of people are taking photos with Joe Rohde and the side. My side boob. Good night, everyone. So that's the Avatar presentation. Anything with Avatar you guys want to talk about?
It's dead on arrival.
Dead on arrival? You want to explain yourself?
I'd like to, but we're fixing to eat those shrimp finally.
We've come
full circle.
Are you going to leave
earlier, and now the shrimp are cooked.
Are you going to leave?
Yeah, I got to go.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to say before you leave?
I have a lot of things I want to say, but hopefully I'll get to say them later.
Okay, well,
yeah,
go
we'll
eat shrimp and come
here.
Back. Well, we'll still be here.
Yeah. Just rest in peace, Avatar Land. Bye.
Okay. See you, Mike.
Bye.
Bye.
Leave, Mike. Go. I'll hang up on you. There, I hung up on him. Maybe when I added him again, he was hanging up to go get eat shrimp, and I felt bad for calling him again now.
Avatar just, I didn't think it was possible for me to care less about Avatar, but I do.
I'm more excited for Avatar than I was before. But that's like on a scale of like 0 to 100, like 5 is more than 0.
I'm just completely ambivalent towards it and whatever.
Yeah.
It's gonna be nice, but I just don't care. You know, I don't care about slightly more thrilling Soarin'. I don't care about Boat Ride.
Canoe Ride.
I don't care about Avatar. Like, again, they're all going to be like, there's not going to be anything wrong with them, except that they're Avatar, and I'm completely ambivalent towards it. You know? It's whatever.
Yep.
It looks cool, but
yeah,
that's about
it. It looks fine.
The model looks terrible.
Oh, it's an awful model.
Model. They should have done is they should just cut out all the trees around it, everything, and just have, like, the mountain and the show building and be like
this the arch. Yeah.
And make it twice as big and people are like, oh my god, this is gonna be nuts. But all you see is just like it looks
trees.
All you see is trees and what looks like Everest in a way.
Yeah.
And you're like,
the big model should have been, you're right, like the show building and the rock work. And then they should have pulled smaller pieces that are interesting out and in their own like so they can be seen on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's interesting is the concept art, when you get to some of the interesting concept art that people have taken in the pavilion, it looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, I remember us in our the Parkscope chat on iMessage, we were like, this looks terrible, and then we like looked at some of the concept art, like, this is better. This is much better.
Yeah, the concept art looks good.
They didn't present their best foot forward.
No.
They should have done, like, One Man's Dream, where they have, like, small cases instead of, you know,
what they should have had was Michael Eisner introducing.
Bojack.
But guys, what about that giant blue thing they're going to be building?
Oh, you mean the planet that people think they're building?
Force perspective, yo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, people.
But, so it seems like if you need to watch the video, because they actually preview some, like, the food options. And the food options look bizarre, to say the least. Yeah. It's like they like
at least they're sorry. At least they're trying. At least it's not Navi
fried chicken.
I don't know. Yeah.
Navi what's a food with an N word?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of, and I gotta come up with one. There we go, nachos.
Navi nachos, there we go. You know, it's not like that. It's not like Jock Lindsey's bar bullshit. Right. You know, it's actually interesting.
Right.
They don't have any names for it.
Well, let's be honest though. Like, if they tried to do that with Avatar, no one would even know who any of the characters were that they were naming stuff after.
That is also a good point.
I'll have the hamburger. I mean, I think you mean the blah, 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 blah. No, just I want the burger. So, yeah. I mean, you see the barracks. You see them. I mean, there's some weird things, but it's just, this is dead on arrival. It really is.
Well what do y'all think about
like that? It? But it's just, today it was completely over. Like, no one's like, we got to go to Disney World for Avatar Land. They're like, we got to wait for Star Wars Land.
I said this to you guys, weren't here, but I said during the live podcast earlier with Lane and Brian and Mike, was that Avatar is the bastard, middle child. Yeah. Of Potter and Star Wars.
Yeah.
No one cares. Like, everyone's like, Potter, Potter, Potter. Everyone's like, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. And it's like, Avatar. Like, no one cared about Avatar to begin with. No one can care now. It's just whatever. It's a formality.
Right.
It's this thing that just has to happen now. And people are just, like, going through the motions. And then, like, Joe Rohde's so excited for it. But just no one cares. It's just like, okay. It's like, I'm really happy you have glowy plants, Joe, but no one cares.
Right. Like, again, I don't think it's going to be bad. Like, I don't want people think it's going to be bad, because it's not going to be bad. It's just the least exciting thing for me that's coming to Walt Disney World. Well, scratch that, Frozen, but that doesn't count. You know, that's coming.
I like Frozen better.
No, you're really wrong there.
No. The Frozen ride could be good, but I mean, there's other issues with it that we'll get into.
If it wasn't, anyway.
Yeah.
So do y'all think that the animals that they had, the little models of them, are going to be like in the land, or you think that that's just for like the boat ride?
I'm guessing just in the boat ride.
There's no. How can you do the animals in the land?
Just like animatronics.
Or yeah. Something.
But how? I mean.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. I was thinking about something as lame as it is, like they have in Jurassic Park, where you like turn a corner and there's this animal sticking out the woods, and you're like, "Oh, let's take a picture with it," you know.
Disney doesn't do outdoor Audi animatronics very well. I mean, like Jungle Cruise is like the only one I can think of that, but that's still very. And there's fireworks going off outside my apartment. There we go.
People are celebrating Star Wars Land.
Exactly. I mean, they're really happy about Star Wars
Land. It's like the end of what movie was that? The one
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Exactly. Where they like placed everything in, and everybody's like shooting off fireworks.
Exactly.
Joe goes outside, and there's a short, hairy man playing drums on helmets.
So me. Sorry.
He called himself an Ewok from now on.
Again, I just want to say, if you can't make fun of yourself, what's the point? the problem is like outdoor audio animatronics, especially in that kind of format, just don't work very well, especially even with Disney, and they're very good with that.
Usually outdoor animatronics aren't the most realistic looking things, so you don't really want to have them. So you don't want to have them somewhere where people can just stand there and watch them forever.
Yes.
Because they're probably not going to look great. So I don't think so.
That's why you go past them on Big Thunder Mountain or cruise past them in the Jungle Cruise or
the boat ride in Avatar Land.
I'm just trying to think of any other outdoor audio animatronics. And like Aladar, when they had that at the
only thing Discovery that comes close, I would say, is like the dragon underneath the castle in Paris that you can kind of go down
but
there.
But that's not outdoors.
But you can go down there and watch it. Like, I mean, like, it's like a thing where I know it's not outdoors, but like that you can go and you could see this, you know, thing move for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the idea with audio animatronics is that it runs on a cycle that's very short because it takes a long time to program them, even a very short animation. So you want to kind of give it a lot of time. And also,
all
that's
right,
why
we're spending too much time on this.
Okay, yes. And that's why the dragon's sleeping. Anyway, So anything else with Avatar?
No, again, looks good. I'm not excited for it. I'm sure I'll see it eventually, but it's just after today, I just can't bring myself to care at all.
Yeah, it's like the fifth or sixth thing on the list behind like Joe Rohde's earring of things that I was excited about today.
Well, and that's not even counting like because you know Universal's building stuff, so it's like Avatar's just like falling off a cliff. It was never that high, but now it's just like whatever, dude.
It's like Avatar. Well, we also have Kong and Nintendo and Volcano Bay. It's like
right,
no one cares.
Just like I never thought coming into today that I'd be more excited for the Toy Story Land that's coming than I would Avatar.
But here we are.
Think about that one. So moving on, another surprise announcement on Thursday night was the Jungle Navigation Company.
Woo!
Skipper Canteen. As reported by other websites a long time ago.
Parkscope.
The Skipper Canteen is a Jungle Cruise themed restaurant in the old what was that place?
The Adventureland Veranda.
The veranda. It's gonna be in the veranda. It looks like the entryway is gonna be like in that little courtyard.
Yeah.
Where they have
like
right next to
where
Aloha Isle used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where Sunshine Tree Terrace inexplicably is now.
Yeah. Let me see. And then, as described on the Disney Parks blog, at the Jungle Cruise Canteen, guests will be able to experience world-famous jungle cuisine. The world-famous jungle cuisine. There we go.
This is where they're going to get the puns in.
Yeah. In one of several unique dining rooms, including a crew mess hall and a once-hidden secret meeting room of the famed Society of Explorers and Adventurers.
I'm all right with that.
The restaurant will also be staffed by Jungle Cruise skippers, which, you know, quote-unquote Jungle Cruise skippers. Under construction, and will be open in late 2015, so I assume probably December. I assume it'll be soft opening slightly after
Thanksgiving,
and then be ready for Christmas.
I heard that Sean's got his application ready.
So let's start off with Sean. Sean, as the resident skipper, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I like it. I think it's a great idea. Any and all Jungle Cruise stuff that we can get is okay in my book. I think it's a great idea. Magic Kingdom needs more dining. It needs more good dining. And Be Our Guest showed that it obviously needs more themed dining. So I think it's a win-win. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I would hope that it sells alcohol. but I'm not holding my breath on that. Because I'm one of the people who think the alcohol ban at the Magic Kingdom is the dumbest thing in the world. But I think it's a great idea, and I'm really excited to see the insides.
That went way too fast.
Unfortunately, I think they're not going to serve alcohol.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What I've heard is that they won't. I hope they will.
They won't.
Because this seems like a very very easy way to do like Trader Sam's at Disneyland, but at Disney World, so then you'll still have Grog Grotto. So
they're not going to do it.
They're not going to do it. I agree. I know. And also, I didn't notice this, but Trader Sam's is totally in the photo, in that concept art. He's on the left.
You mean Chief Nami?
Chief Nami, sorry. My apologies. Sorry, I wasn't a skipper. I wish I was a skipper. I wish I did the Disney College program, but I didn't. I was a good little engineering student in my engineering co-op. I'm excited for this. I think it's really cool. I mean, it's an underutilized area.
Right.
The best part is that it's upgrading the kitchen also for Liberty Tree Tavern, So you're improving two restaurants at once.
Is that open right now?
No, it's closed.
No.
That's why I was
it's closed
thinking.
For refurbishment.
Sure.
That's what I was thinking. I just want to make sure.
So there. So you're going to get two new really good restaurants out of this one opening. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It's great. You're going to get brand new cuisine everywhere. Everything's going to be fresh. It's going to be much better. Be Our Guest is going to have a lot less line. I bet you once this opens, I'm willing to bet Cinderella's Royal Table is going to go into refurbishment, redo their kitchen, do a whole refresh of everything and make it a real high-end experience, just like Be Our Guest. I think Cinderella's Royal Table will totally serve alcohol, though.
Yeah.
I can see them being like champagne and fine wine. But I mean, like, when you really think about it, I was at my bar in Cleveland, Porco Lounge. Did I tell you I bought a shirt from Porco?
No.
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now. It's pretty great. I love it.
I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt right now.
Awesome. You see, this is where our hearts are at. I'm wearing a Tiki Bar t-shirt. Sean's wearing a Star Wars t-shirt. I was talking to my buddy who's a Disney fan, and I gave him my unofficial guide to Disney World 2016 book, and we were talking about where you can eat, sit down at the Magic Kingdom, and we're like, oh, well, it's only like really Be Our Guest and Cinderella's Royal Table. And then we're like, no, wait, you also have Liberty Tree. And then we're like, oh, wait, you also have Plaza Restaurant.
Plaza
and then we're like, oh, wait.
Awesome.
And then we're like, oh, wait, then you also have Tony's Town Square, but that's terrible.
Suck.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where there's a lot, but it can be so much better and they can still improve it a lot.
Yeah.
So I think this is A+. I'm so excited
Crystal
for
Palace,
this.
Bro.
You know what? You're right. I didn't even mention that to him. Isn't that a buffet, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but okay. Still, yeah.
Can I mention my favorite dumb little detail in this artwork?
Sure. Go
the,
for it.
The sign that says World Famous Jungle Cuisine underneath the Skipper Canteen sign is the same sign that is on top of the Jungle Cruise boats.
Yes, it is.
That's my favorite.
Yes, it is. And you can tell that this was the restaurant that was worked on by you know.
Our nemesis?
No, he's not our nemesis. But it was worked on by several Imagineers, and this seems to be the passion project, and I bet you they got pulled away for like a hot second to do Jock Lindsay's.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. They were pulled away for like an afternoon. Like, we need to do this. And you're like, oh my god, we have to go like fly out this afternoon. So they're like, okay, just do this. So it seems like they did this as their A project and Jock Lindsay's is the B project. So
I'd agree with that.
I'm really excited about the Skipper Canteen. I know people on the project. I'm very excited about this. I'm cool with it, and I can't wait to eat there. And hopefully when I go down there in December, I can beg my friend for a – actually, beg my family friend for a main gate so I can go eat there or something. Hopefully it's open.
Oh, I hate you.
Don't worry, Sean. I promise I will only send you around 50 or 60 photos. So that's the Jungle Navigation Company Limited Skipper Canteen.
Yeah, I might go try to eat there if we go to Very Merry this year. We're talking about going back, so.
Totes. Man, Sean, you bet you wish you were going to Very Merry this year, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah, I don't have the money.
Well, come on. Flights are pretty cheap out of Philly if you're flying Frontier.
Still $200.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
You can fly to here and you can ride with us now.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
So, let's go to today, shall we?
Yeah.
So, this afternoon, I was going to take a shower.
Same. Literally. Like,
I was going to be like, hey, guess what? I'm going to... I had, like, a beer or two. I'm working on stuff. I'm playing some Pokemon Snap. I'm going to go shower. I'm going to go to the driving range real quick and, you know, get a small bag of, you know, whatever, and, you know, try out some of the clubs again and try to get not rusty. And then Bob Iger walks out on stage at the Disney live action movie conference and basically says Star Wars is coming to the parks with concept art. and everyone lost their minds.
Everyone loses their minds.
Like, I remember getting the text from you, Sean, just being like, Star Wars Land. What did you send, by the way? I forget what it was.
I think it was just like, Star Wars Park announcement, because that's like all I could get out.
We're freaking out.
It was exactly like cool. Nintendo. When I woke up and saw Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, exactly, that same thing. What you sent was Star Wars Parks announcement. That's all you sent. And that was like the Nintendo morning, where I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like, huh?
What did Orlando Informer put on their site now? And it's like, nope, announcement. I'm like, oh, okay.
Nintendo was a lot more excited because I didn't know it was happening. You know, Star Wars, we all figured it was going to happen eventually.
They said it was going to happen.
Right. But like,
but Nintendo was like this thing.
That was still great.
Nintendo was the thing where it was like, oh, well, I mean, I guess they could work with Nintendo, but it's probably going to be Smurfs. Or, you know, one of those things. But anyway. So Bob walked out and said, hey, guess what? And he kind of just threw everything out on the table. If you know what I mean. Star Wars, today at D23 Expo, Walt Disney Company chairman and CEO Bob Iger announced to an audience of more than 7,500 fans that Star Wars themed lands are coming to Disneyland Park in Anaheim, California, and Disney's Hollywood Studios at the Walt Disney Resort in Orlando, Florida, allowing Star Wars fans to step into the stories from the galaxy far, far away. Ambitious plans to bring Star Wars to life in the two parks include creating Disney's largest single-themed land expansion ever at 14 acres each, transporting guests to a never-before-seen planet, a remote trading port, and one of the last stops before Wild Space... Sorry, let me read this again. I've never read this before. It's a really weird concept. A remote planet before... Planet port and one of the last stops before Wild Space, where Star Wars characters and their stories come to life. There we go. So this is going to be a remote trading port. It's
basically like an Outer Rim planet.
Yes, exactly.
It's like the sedimentary rock of the Star Wars universe. It's like just everything just like flows together to make one place.
Except no Reavers. There's your Firefly.
There you go.
Reference. There we go. Sean, do you want to kind of go into this a little bit more?
Yeah, well...
We can also dive into the D23 Parks and Resorts presentation, too.
Yeah, I want to say first, bravo to Disney for solving the problem that we've talked about a lot, which is how do you really do this with a property that has a lot of, special locations... But all of their notable locations are different planets. So, we always said, how are they going to do this? And I think they came out with the best way possible, which was they're like, fuck it, we're just going to make up our own damn planet. Yeah. We're going to put everything that we want on that planet. It's a great idea. It's exciting because it's, still an IP, but it's, WDI making it their own. I will say it is a little... it's not disappointing, but it loses a little bit of the points for that, Wizarding World gets with making, actual locations, but it doesn't. It's still going to be great, so who cares? It's, it's just not, oh my God, I'm in Diagon Alley. It's not, it's not going to be, oh my God, I'm in, the Tatooine Cantina, but everyone's still going to be like, wow, this is Star Wars, especially if they build stuff like the art shows. I mean, if they build it to that art, it's going to be fantastic no matter what. 14 acres, which is a little bit bigger than Cars Land. So that should give people, a size comparison. It's going to have two rides, one of which is a Millennium Falcon ride. They didn't really explain what the rides are going to be. But you have to assume that if it's the Millennium Falcon, it's going to be a simulator of some sort. No word at all on what the second ride is. And then it's, like I said and like a bunch of other people said, it's basically Star Wars Diagon Alley. You know, it's two rides, a shit ton of theming, and, you know, shops and restaurants and entertainment. It's
an interactive experience of some type.
Right. I'm over the moon with this. This is exactly what I wanted. I'm not going to complain about having Diagon Alley in this right across the street. Well, basically right across the street from each other. It's awesome. I'm so excited.
Nick?
I'm pumped. I'm thrilled. I hope they get my Jabba the Hutt meet and greet in there. But I don't know what else to say. I'm really interested to see what the Force Awakens ride is going to be. So it's going to be like, I think whenever I watch the new movie, I'm going to be sitting there like, well, what can they do? What can they do? What's in here that would make an awesome ride? What's going to, you know?
Well, here's another. The Force Awakens ride is the Falcon ride, right?
I thought that was the other ride. I don't know.
Let me open up the Disney Parks blog.
They're very not clear with their stuff about what
they're obtuse. I believe is the word we're looking for.
I really like the overhead.
The Millennium Falcon on a customized secret mission. Oh, and an epic. Yeah. Okay. So maybe I'm guessing the Falcon is going to be a simulator, and if Mice Chat was right, the epic Star Wars adventure that puts guests in the middle of a climactic battle might be that trackless ride they were talking about.
Yeah.
Which, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know how they would.
I could see like a trackless version of like Men in Black almost, maybe.
Yeah, that would be cool. My one concern is that like every trackless ride that we've seen, you know, it's very obvious that you're sitting on the ground. How do you take that and make it appear as though you're in space?
Well, you don't. It could be a
screens.
Ground battle. Well, yeah, or it could be a ground battle. You know,
pod racing.
Oh God, George, go home. Yeah. You're drunk.
I'm wondering, like,
I base Jar Jar Binks on Goofy.
Oh my God, shut up, George. the concept art with like the Falcon just sitting there, like,
that's amazing.
If you can go, if that's gonna happen, and you can just like walk up into it, yeah, man.
Is that gonna be the queue? Because if that's the queue, I'm just gonna be like, it's like the Hogwarts of Star Wars. You know what I mean? It's like I'm getting to go in the Millennium Falcon. I feel like Kevin Smith. You know,
it's cool, and like I like that the town or whatever the hell you want to call it. It looks like it mixes like elements of Endor, Kashyyyk, Tatooine, Naboo, like it's like a bunch of different.
Everything.
It looks good.
I mean, that's the point, right?
Right, but it's like they did it to the point where it actually looks like it's cohesive.
Yeah,
I'm in, man. I'm in.
I'm totally in for it. I mean, it looks great. The overview looks like to be like the entryway. And then you're going to kind of go into like an interior area where you're going to see the Millennium Falcon.
It looks very much it's basically Diagon Alley.
Well, I mean, yes. There's even concept art with a covered market area with a stage for shows. For crying out loud.
Again, totally not bashing Disney.
Yeah.
Because
I really hope that that covering over the market area is waterproof.
Right. Learn from Universal's mistakes, guys.
Exactly. Let no water through. But I mean, what's going to happen here is it's going to be you're going to have your lightsaber duels. Your Ollivander's experience will be the Jedi Training Academy. You're going to have those two rides. You're going to have the market areas. You're going to have your restaurants. Already seen the concept art for like the cantina esque scene where it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be the cantina on whatever.
That's like Chuck E. Cheese, kind of.
Yeah,
honestly.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Only nicer and like cool and like somewhere I want to go instead of like somewhere you go to get raped or whatever.
But, the puppets don't kill you. The audio animatronics don't kill you, right, Sean?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's for Brian and Drew, by the way. yeah, I'm. If what they can deliver is what they're showing right now, and that's the big question, is can they do this? If they're going to do this, and this is what they're going to do, and it's going to come out soon? Because, again, that's another issue we have, is that there's no dates.
Well, we'll get to I want to get all the good stuff out, and we'll get to the issues after we get all the good stuff out.
If they can deliver what they're showing right now, this is very, very impressive.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
And I'll be the first one to say that I saw Star Wars, like all the movies, everything. I am nowhere near as a Star Wars fan as I am a Harry Potter fan. No question whatsoever. And I really, truly, my generation, like my friend group, I have no people who are Star Wars fans, just all Harry Potter fans. But what I see right now is very impressive.
You young kids, you.
I'm like 29 in a month. I'm not young. So
I am disappointed that they're going to build that. I'm disappointed they're going to build that big planet for Avatar, but not the two suns for Tatooine.
Oh, Nick, what are we going to do with you?
This is what happens when I have alcohol.
Yeah. I need some more Ruger Brew or something. Any other things with Star Wars?
I'm just excited. But it reminds me a lot of the initial concept art of Hogsmeade when they had the owl flying and the whole street view and all that of it. It had that big feel to it. But and Universal delivered. What was in that concept art is what is there in that land, and that's what I want. I just want what's in that concept art. Just give me that. Just put it. Put it right there in Hollywood Studios and let me just go through that and be there and put benches that they don't have in Diagon Alley. Please.
Bars. Proper bars with bar stools.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about it. It's going to be cool. And I'm really hoping, you know, like in Diagon Alley, you have the little Gringotts store with the goblin. Yeah, I'm hoping that there's some places like that throughout this where you can walk in.
I'm
and
sure
there's
they
like
will be. Well,
the different aliens.
They say it's going to be run by aliens, which is interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of what's come to my mind is that's what I want. I don't want people dressed up as aliens. I mean, I don't care if like there's meet and greets with people dressed up as aliens, but I want like you to walk in and there's like this actual alien from Star Wars, you know, like it's a trap when you walk into the store, you know what I mean? I want that.
You don't want a cast member dress up as like Admiral Ackbar just running around.
That I would actually be fine with an Admiral Ackbar meet and greet. I mean, that would be cool.
Can you say this? It's a trap. No, it's not. I just want your signature.
It's a Jabba.
I've heard that Walt Disney World has a significant amount of audio animatronics on order from Garner Holt. I think it's for Avatar. I would not be surprised if it's for Star Wars also, but there's a lot on the chopping block, and I'm very excited to see what happens.
Some from Toy Story too, but, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, well, I mean, you have the claw machines for the Little Green Men ride or whatever. That was supposed to be what was it?
Mater's Junkyard Jamboree in space.
Yeah, I know what that was. Was it Jesse? Oh, it's supposed to be Jesse. That's what it's supposed to be themed as, Jesse, back in the day. But that changed.
Oh, yeah, the original? Yeah.
So, yep, there we go. Mike.
Mike's back.
I don't know. I see an Adventurers Club logo on my Skype account, so.
Hey.
Hey. So,
do you have anything with Star Wars?
I want more information.
Okay, we can do that.
It just seems like it's all simulator attractions and a redundant Star Tours.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention that. Oh no, actually no, we're getting to that. We're right now at the live action panel where they announced Star Wars. So we haven't gotten to that the later features. So I guess I can kind of close this tab. So Now let's go to the Parks and Resorts panel proper. They started off with Star Wars because why not?
That was a mistake.
That was
yeah.
That okay. Let's get real meta right here. If you're gonna do like a presentation like this, I really think you should do the Apple model. What you need to do is you need to start off with Shanghai, Hong Kong, Disneyland. Get those out of the way real quick. You know, with little kind of vignettes, and you're like, hey, this is what's coming, you know, that kind of thing. Kind of like how Apple always does the whole entire, you know, like 5-minute preview of like, here's all the Apple stores we opened, here's like all the apps that all of our app developers did, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's what you get out of the way, and then you end with the Star Wars news, because that's what everyone's waiting for. You don't start with it, but I can see how they kind of wanted to segue everything over between these two panels, but still it's not a great idea. So what happened was, there we go. Yeah, jerk. There we go. Sorry, I'm dealing with, like, bugs in my plants, so I'm, like, getting these little gnats everywhere. Fucking bull. Anyway, Disney announced, several Star Wars editions in addition to Star Wars Land. Coming to Disneyland and Disney World will be the Star Wars Launch Bay, surprise, surprise, from Shanghai Disneyland. The Disneyland one will probably be, in Inventions, and then the Disney World one will be at Hollywood Studios, which we assume will be in animation.
Gotta figure.
I mean, it's the biggest one. It makes sense. I think One Man's Dream will be torn down.
Yeah, that's what it looks
Pixar,
like.
So it makes sense that they would do that. Also, Launch Bay will act as a preview center for all the new Star Wars experiences coming to the parks. Also, what was really interesting is how they worded this, which is that Star Wars Land is coming soon, but we have things to keep you interested until it comes. So Star Wars Launch Bay is coming next year, early next year.
When will then be now?
Yeah.
Soon.
They're talking about that. I think it may open later this year, because it's going to talk about The Force Awakens.
Yeah, you would hope so.
So I assume it'll open like sometime in November or whatever. It'll probably open November-ish, you know, for all of us, whatever. They also announced that they are rebranding the Star Wars weekends to Star Wars Season of the Force, which I like to keep calling Star Wars Seasons of the Force, like Seasons of the Vine from California Adventure, where you basically sit down and you just watch like Darth Vader pick wine, like grapes for wine. I feel like that would be the greatest thing in the world if that's just all it is. Season of the Force, and as we all know, Florida has two seasons, so this will be half a year. A new seasonal event beginning early 2016, so that means basically February, or right before Kong opens, brings new experiences both to Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts. In Tomorrowland Disneyland Park, guests will explore the Star Wars galaxy with special entertainment throughout the land, themed food, locations, and more. Guests will also be able to climb aboard Hyperspace Mountain, a reimagining of the classic Space Mountain attraction, in which guests will join an X-Wing starfighter into battle. At Disney Hollywood Studios, guests will close out weekend nights with new fireworks spectacular set to the iconic score of the Star Wars movies. Later this year, Star Wars The Adventure Continues will include new adventures featuring locations and characters from the upcoming Star Wars film, The Force Awakens, giving guests a new adventure in the Star Wars galaxy. Finally, Jedi Training Academy, a favorite of younger fans, will be reimagined with new experiences that include new characters and new villains to battle from the popular Disney XD series Star Wars Rebels. Thank you, Mike. Mike, I would like to hear your thoughts on all these additions.
It wouldn't be necessary if they hadn't been neglecting the park for however many years.
A decade?
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Sad.
Yeah. I mean, for Disneyland, this is less of – it's – I don't want to say it's less of an addition because they're doing some interesting stuff, but it means a lot less because Hollywood Studios is just so starved for anything new. Hyperspace Mountain sounds bizarre.
Yeah.
Why aren't weird. We getting Hyperspace Rock and Roller Coaster? I mean – that's just like you dropped the ball there. Like I mean,
I just see Darth Vader walking in, and just giving the shocker on his forehead. Going,
wait a minute!
Wait, I have a great idea. How about we give them all backstage passes? yeah.
Okay. Am I the only one though who like? Yeah, I agree with the Rock and Roller Coaster. I put that out there, but. Would it not be awesome if during the season of Star Wars, if they went into Midway Mania and did the overlays that they promised us and have like Buzz Lightyear with a Darth Vader helmet?
Yeah,
and,
that'd
like,
be awesome.
Like Jedi Woody and you.
Or like action figure looking Star Wars characters take over.
Yes.
Game. Yeah, that'd be cool. Like the old Kenner Star Wars action figures.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Mr. Potato Head starts going on a rant about how all these Star Wars characters have taken over the ride or whatever.
They could totally make it Darth Tater.
Oh my god, they should! It is... Oh. Disney,
I want this.
And mic dropped again. So
he quit on us. He's like, you're talking about Toy Story and Star Wars together. I'm done. Click.
Yeah. So, Sean, you want to talk about this a little bit?
No.
No?
No.
You want to talk about?
No, it's whatever. It's an upgraded Star Wars weekends. That's nice. But, again, this isn't something I care about. Well,
here's my question. The only thing that, you know, that the only thing I have with this is you think it's going to be all week long now since they're no longer calling it weekends?
Probably.
But they'll do like the parade and stuff still on the weekends is what my guess is.
Probably.
The fireworks will totally be on the weekend only.
No, I bet fireworks every day.
I would think fireworks would be every day and like
Frozen fireworks are every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
And do like the characters out for meet and greets and stuff like that every day. And have Darth Maul like the shopping place open every day.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I assume they'll have a Darth Maul also probably at Disneyland. You know, you get the idea.
I'm guessing that might be like one of the floors of Interventions. Like one floor is just going to be like the hangar and the other floor will be
I
like
thought it'd be like part of like the whole like arcade area. They have like
Oh yeah, exit. I forgot about that. Yeah. That would be a good spot for it.
Yeah. So, yep, there you go. Season of the Force. Not seasons. Anything else for Seasons of the Force?
Nope.
Season?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Who cares?
And we are moving on. So we got Launch Bay, Adventure Continues, Season of the Force. Moving on at the Disney Parks blog. They announced Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
11-acre expansion. And where the heck knows where this is going to be in Hollywood Studios? Because I'm really kind of confused.
Backlot tour.
I think it's going to be like backlot tour, backstage area.
Yeah, it's going to be like everything behind the old Mickey Avenue Pixar place is going.
So they're
to be
like rotating place. Like the entrance and everything, and just like making
That's
it behind
it
everything.
Like.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't. I don't know what they're going to do because it almost looks like they're flipping and making the exit the entrance. In some ways, from like the concept art,
it looks like they're making. It looks like they're rotating the whole thing.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
What I'm basing the whole land on is where that red like pop up building is.
Mm-hmm.
If that building is the ride building for Toy Story Midway Mania. If that's where it is right now, that means they're getting rid of like pretty much all of Hollywood Studios. So that can't make sense. So that probably is going to be the old entryway, like that one building right there, like that building is probably that gap, like that where Toy Story Land is probably the Great Movie Ride building. Make sense?
Huh?
So you think the Toy Story Mania building entrance is the one on the right, not the Red Barn?
It's not the Red Barn, that's for sure. Because if you zoom in, that box looks just like the box that's on the floor at DCA at the end of the ride. That's got to be the Toy Story Midway Mania entrance.
No, it's very possible the Red Barn is part of the entrance, and then that's maybe that other one's the exit.
I'm guarantee you that Red Barn is Big Al's Toy Barn, and it's going to have like a merchandise shop.
Fair enough. But what I'm trying to say is that where Toy Story Land, that logo is the Great Movie Ride show building. Then you have that bridge across that area. What's off to the left you can't see is the is Honey I Shrunk the Area playset, and where like a lot of that gray area, like right above, and where that kind of other little thing is where the Backlot Tour pre-show's at. Understand what I'm saying?
No, that's way too no.
I'm guessing that bridge thing, wouldn't that be like, you know, you walk to the Pixar place, and there's that bridge right down there where Luxo Jr. used to be.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You think they're gonna close all that off, and you're gonna have to walk like,
wait,
back?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna do.
That's what they're gonna do.
So Pixar Place's current street is gonna become backstage, and what's backstage now, behind like where Mickey Avenue, like the street over where Backlot Tour was, is going to become Pixar.
So a lot of the current front stage area will become backstage access for whatever needs are in Toy Story Land on that side. And everything's just going to invert. And then basically you're going to look at a lot of these additions are going to be where the old buildings are for wardrobe and set design. Huh? The water tank, even I really think like you're looking where the coaster and the spinner are is probably going to be out where Light Motor Action's at.
I think this is more going to be where the Backlot Tour is.
Yeah, because if you zoom in, like if you look at the art, you have where Toy Story Mania is, then you have like this little looks like a place to eat right behind it. And then if you keep looking and you look over towards the top left side, that looks like in that shaded area kind of like it could be Light Motors Action stage in some ways.
There's no way they keep Light Motors Action.
Well, for now, they'll keep it until they get ready for Star Wars Land, then they're going to tear it down. Is what I'm saying.
Anyway, this entrance, I think, is going to be where the current area is to get into Mickey Avenue.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet that where the like the fake trees are and that little signature with 2015 is like right where Playhouse Disney is right now. And that kind of just all moves through that area.
I don't know. Whatever. Let's just talk about what's in it. I don't care where it's going.
Sean, you want to talk about what's in it?
Yeah, well, what we know.
Yeah, I want to do it.
Well, we have the Slinky Dog coaster, which looks legit. There's a video of it, I think, that Attractions tweeted out from during the press conference. They showed it off a little bit. Looks like it's going to have a launch section. It looks like the trains are a derivative off of the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Looks like they swing. Looks like there's some nice bunny hills in there. It looks like a pretty decent little family coaster. I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there going to be tilting cars too, you said?
Yeah. At least that's what it looks like in that video. And then there's a an alien saucer attraction for the little green aliens that looks like Mater's Junkyard Jamboree.
It is.
The It is? Okay. Yeah that's what it looks like.
It's double capacity of Mater's, though, it looked like.
No, it's the same capacity as Mater's. Mater's is two, remember?
I thought that there was like two under one shed and two under the other shed.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Because the two interact in Mater's. Right? No, you're right. I'm thinking about it wrong. My bad. I'm thinking about the two turntables on each side. My bad. Yeah,
so... And Mater's is a good ride. So, I'm way more into this than I thought I was going to be.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Still not sold on, like, the theming around the land, but I think the two rides are good. And, I think it's going to be good.
I'm actually excited about the coaster.
Yeah, I think the coaster looks really good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, looking at the concept art, it's pretty clear that you enter that one main show building area. And there's like a dip down, and then you kind of go up a lift hill, and you kind of go around a few bank turns, and then you launch underneath the
looks like a bridge.
Yeah, the bridge.
Yeah.
And then you go through a bunch of other crazy areas, and you kind of go around and over some bunny hills, and then you go back into the station. It looks like Maverick, except a not as fun version of Maverick because there's no lift hills.
Yeah,
I think it looks good. This is the kind of coaster that I wanted for, like, Jurassic Park or something like that.
Or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do?
I think it's a really good coaster. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that it's outdoors.
It looks fun. I mean, it's an actual family coaster where it's not, like, family coaster where it's, you know, like, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train where it's, like,
Let's 30, be real.
20
Seven
seconds.
Dwarfs Mine Train is a kiddie coaster
with show scenes. That,
yeah,
and with seats that adults can get into.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, everything. I like everything.
I said I'll hold my negatives till we're done.
Yeah, let's hold the Parkscope hot takes till the end.
Yeah.
Another weird thing I'm noticing is, like, one of the shops has, like, a board game on top. Are you guys seeing that?
Yeah, too? I noticed that.
Yeah, I think that's just for the art.
That's probably just for the art. But, yeah, it's still an interesting idea. Mike, do you want to hold all your negatives to the end? Mike?
Sure.
Yeah, there we go. Hold all the negatives to the end. Thank you. So, we family-friendly coaster, Alien Sausage Attraction, Expanded, Toy Story Midway Mania. What a surprise. Moving on. A little bit more about Avatar. What did we cover about Avatar? Did we cover the name and everything? Or
there is literally nothing new about this entire project.
Yeah. I mean, Pandora, the World of Avatar, has been a name that's been around for a long time. oh, boy. Oh, that e-ticket ride's the Flight of Passage. Oh, boy. It's going to be soaring over Pandora. We thought it was called the Avatar, the Rite of Passage, which then Lane made a poop joke about, which I thought was great. Basically being like, hey, I woke up after having a bunch of beer. I have to take a rite of passage. So there was that. What's also interesting is they kind of tied in a bunch of other stuff with this. Rivers of Light, they showed a bunch of previews for.
Looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I haven't seen the video for Rivers of Light, but I'm excited about it because I like nighttime shows. And then Sunset Kilimanjaro Safaris, and that's like...
Looks good.
He mentioned a lot about, like, fireflies
That was for the show. That wasn't for the
safari. Was for the show. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing.
The safari, the main thing I heard was that, like, they're going to simulate the sunset throughout the night.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work, but...
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work either. And they're adding, what, hyenas and wild dogs to it?
That's cool.
That's legit. Yeah.
That's really, really cool. I'm really excited about that.
Do you think they'll only be out at night, or you think they'll be there? Because they are nocturnal, so...
Yeah, they'll only be out at night, I think. You know what's really cool? Maybe we'll actually see the lions fucking doing something other than sleeping.
Yeah.
like fucking. No, it's...
I've seen that before.
Oh, my God. Oh, TMI.
Morning wake-up call.
Things happen. So then we have the I haven't seen any video of the night show. Sunset Kimmo Joe Safaris.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the videos other than the Slinky Dog coaster.
And
they
also
didn't they just showed pieces of concept art. From what I saw, I didn't see Slinky Dog simulated it was a video POV kind of thing. They didn't from what I saw, all I saw was concept art up behind Rhodey talking about Rivers of Light.
Yeah.
And it was just that butterfly one, and then there was one with the fireflies up in the tree.
And there's still no information on the boat ride.
Other than it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening. There's just no information, so it's very...
There's no information on anything.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah, but that's...
What you knew 4 years ago.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah, you're right. Still no info on the boat ride, which sucks, so... Anything else on Avatar Animal Kingdom you guys want to talk about?
Nope.
Till we move on to the Iron Man experience.
Oh, that looks... Dude, that looks terrible.
It looks like Transformers.
I'm sorry. It looks terrible. Yeah, but it's Transformers without the good parts of Transformers.
Transformers sucks anyway, so it just looks bad.
Hey.
Transformers isn't great. Hey. But it's
it
removes the good part of Transformers where it's like an open vehicle.
Yeah.
It's like Transformers with Star Tours, and that's a terrible ride.
Transformers is a solid B ticket. This is going to be a solid A ticket.
What? No, that's you're on drugs.
There might be some hyperbole in that, but you know.
Really? You don't say.
Get the point.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this looks like hot garbage.
And is Robert Downey Jr. not voicing the character?
I guess not.
Because they definitely said he was when they announced it.
Well,
I just...
Previs or something. I don't know, but it's just like, oh.
I just want to know why the giant robot things from The Incredibles is why he's fighting.
It does look like that.
From the ending?
Yeah.
A little more advanced, but yeah, I get the idea. No, a little more grimdark. But I get the idea.
DC style.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a shit show. And then they basically went through the whole entire Shanghai presentation and all that jazz again. And they ended by saying that Soaring Over the Horizon is coming to Epcot and California Adventure, because nothing says California more than soaring over a bunch of random places in the world.
I'm all right with it.
All right, so is Soaring in the States going to be called Soaring Around the World, and over in Shanghai going to be called Soaring Over the Horizon? Is that what?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
That's stupid. I like Over the Horizon better.
Yeah, that's a better name.
I just hope they don't bring that story over. Also,
wait, there's a story?
Yeah, there's this weird story about cloud, something. I forget what it was.
The cloud creep people that over in Shanghai for the defeat of Adventureland.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really terrible. They should keep the California one in California. It just makes sense. I mean, it really does.
I'm all right with it.
No, it's California Adventure. It's not
time for a change.
That theme is dead. People need to get over it.
It's time for a change. If anything, if you wanted to do something that was more thematically appropriate for Disney California Adventure, it should be soaring over the national parks and just do the different national parks or something. But this works and it's fine and it's harmless. Stop making a big deal.
Okay, I'll stop making a big deal because you asked, Nick.
Yeah, it's like people complaining about Hello Kitty in USF. Whatever, it's fine. Just deal.
That's stuff we need to talk about too. Whatever. So, we've been at this for about an hour now.
That's it?
Just an hour. So, I'm going to go duck behind my chair. What are the negatives? Because I know Sean, you have some. I have some. Nikki has some. Mike has many. So, who wants to start?
All right. Can we start off by people thinking that this won't, that Star Wars won't open until 2021?
Huh?
If that's the case, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. How many, I think 2019 is reasonable.
How many D23s will we have between now and 2021? what, like
three? Two. Well, three? Depends when it would open in 2021.
It's every 2 years.
Yeah. So yeah, if it's that timeline, that's the worst aspect of it for sure.
Like, what could possibly take that long?
Closing things.
Universal having all the construction workers.
If they build if they build stuff that is that like massive, I kind of understand it. But again, I'll wait until we get a timeline on that.
And that plays into our other issues is that we have no timelines on anything they've announced.
That's the big thing. The only thing we still have dates on are Rivers of Light, Frozen, and
Soarin'.
Avatar. Well, Soarin'. Yeah.
Soarin's next year.
But Soarin's a, you know, whatever. It's just a change out of a film.
Switch.
I mean, people will flip out if I don't say yes, there's more than that. They have to reprogram the flight and all that, but you know what I mean. Absolutely no timeline for Toy Story, which, Joe, that ain't coming 2017.
Okay.
Joe, come on.
I thought it was 2017. I guess it's not anymore. Sean.
Like, look, think about it. Think about all the infrastructure they have to do.
Well, they have to do the demo.
Right.
I mean, this is 2018 now, is what it looks like.
They're going to – if they're really changing the interest of Toy Story like it looks like, they're going to have to take that down for a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean – So imagine DHS as it is without Toy Story operating for a few months.
And Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. And Mermaid. And
Woman Mainstream. Mainstream.
Well, and also the Disney. Why is it escaping right now? The little kid show.
That doesn't have to go anywhere.
I don't think that'll go anywhere.
Oh, they're going to get rid of that totally.
I don't think.
But it doesn't have to get rid of it for Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the general area that everything's taking place in. So.
No, it isn't.
Mm-mm.
So we're probably looking at 10 years for our Disney Animation replacement. A permanent one?
Yeah, probably.
A permanent one. Unless that Star Wars hangar thing just lasts for a while.
And then what are they going to do at Disneyland with Star Tours not even being close to... Star Wars land planet thing.
I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if they got rid of Star Tours out there.
Who knows?
I can't believe they're. I just can't believe they're keeping it here.
Star Tours. There you go.
I honestly think that'll happen in Disneyland.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Open up Star Wars land, close down Star Tours, makes it Star Tours.
Yep. But I mean, there's no dates on anything. Star Wars soon. Toy Story soon. I mean, even like the Star Wars bullshit is like coming. Eh?
No, not even that.
No, they didn't even address coming.
They said soon, and that's it.
I won't like the freaking timetable that they did for the live action movies.
Yeah, right.
For
the Marvel timetable.
Yeah, I want that. Put that up on the screen.
That is my biggest problem. You know, all of this sounds great, but DHS at least is going to be complete shit until Toy Story, and that's still probably 3 years away.
Let's be honest, too. Because here's a big problem I have. All this stuff going on at DHS, and they're only adding 4 new things.
Well, that was my next point.
Yeah.
I feel like we probably haven't heard everything. At least I really hope not. Because, we have 2 rides in Star Wars. Granted, Star Wars, like Diagon, is going to be an experience unto itself where you're going to spend a lot of time. But 2 rides in Star Wars, 2 rides in Toy Story... And you've closed how many things? Again, it's still going to be a better park, but I really hope that there's something else that they're going to, you know, that we haven't heard from yet, because man, that's not a lot of rides you're adding.
And not even anytime soon.
Well, right. You know,
capacity.
It's again, that's still a problem. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but you know, it's, I really want to see, they need to pick up the pace here, because man,
maybe they will. Maybe they will.
I mean, again, maybe they'll surprise me, and maybe they will, but it worries me. It worries me that they didn't even say a year for any of this. You know, not even Toy Story got like, coming into, even if they said, you know, late 2017 and they missed it, at least there's a light. You know, right now the light at the end of the tunnel is like a pinprick, and you don't know when you're going to get there.
I mean, and they didn't, like, as far as Star Wars lands, they said that we're getting a Millennium Falcon attraction of some type and something based on the new film, but they didn't say what those were. They didn't say,
yeah,
you know, you're going to do this, you're going to do XYZ. At least with Slinky Dog, we at least got a POV of some sort, yeah. You know. So, I mean, for all we know, they don't know yet.
Yeah.
Which is scary to think about.
Which again, I said 2020 for Star Wars. That's my guess, and I'm sticking with my guns with Toy Story and saying 2018.
And that would be very similar to the Avatar timeline because of like how they announced it at the first,
yeah.
And then this one they had the model and all that, and now it's going to open up between this one and the next one, and that would make sense for Star Wars. They announced it, then the next one they have the model and all that for you to go through, and it opens up between that and the next one.
Which then goes to our next issue. Nothing about Epcot.
I wasn't expecting that.
We got Frozen, y'all.
And Soarin'.
And Soarin'. That's two new rides, goofs.
The greatest
two new rides, really, Mike.
Yeah.
Well,
the greatest film franchise of all time, Frozen.
Do we still expect Indiana Jones to close, or is that going to be spared?
Indiana Jones is closing.
Yeah, that's got to close.
They're building the multi-purpose theater right now.
Yeah. It's about done, isn't it? At least the outside looked like it was done.
Yeah.
So.
So another attraction gone.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just go through it. All right. Sounds Dangerous is closed and still nothing there. Indiana Jones will close. We're expecting Muppet Vision to close, right?
Yeah, Lights Motor Action.
Yes.
Lights Motor Action we're expecting to close. Backlot Tour.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. One Man's Dream. Little Mermaid. I won't count animation because animation is getting replaced by the Star Wars Bay.
Well, and American Idol closed, which I'm –
Frozen thing's there, yeah, so that's replaced. So that's – Eight attractions have closed.
Plus, they're going to have to at some point take down Toy Story for a...
But that's not going to close. I don't count that.
And if the Great Movie Ride rumors prove to be true.
Yeah, but that'll get replaced.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about things that are getting... You know, I just want to... Things that we know have closed already are definitely going to close for this work. We have 8 attractions, and we're getting 4 back.
Do they have a parade now at Hollywood Studios?
No, they haven't had a parade for a long time.
Wow. They're getting rid of the parade building for Star Wars.
Ever since the modified block party left, they haven't had a parade?
No.
Wow.
Which who cares? Parades suck.
It's still, though, it gives something to do.
Parade vendetta.
We had 4. We lost 8, and we're getting 4. So we're still down 4 attractions, technically. Granted, again... Star Wars is going to be like Diagon. It's going to be an experience. So, but we're still down attractions. I'm really hoping that there's going to be something else that we haven't heard of yet.
Well, also remember though that Diagon Alley replaced one attraction.
Well, yeah, but still, I'm not doing the versus Universal thing. Disney Hollywood Studios in a bubble.
Okay,
you forgot the. Narnia that became the Jack Sparrow thing that's now a color.
Oh, no, whatever.
It's still something to do.
Yeah, I guess.
The D-Zone.
The D-Zone.
The no, big D.
So, all right. So, we're down 5 attractions. So, yeah. I'm really hoping that there's more to this.
There's got
to
be more. And I'm guessing that once Star Wars Land opens, that they'll close the hangar. And if they tear out Art of Animation, that's a pretty sizable plot,
yeah,
too.
I mean, theoretically. But that's... Yeah. That's so far away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tracy's Crime Stoppers.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Great Muppet movie ride.
I still wish that they would just bring that. The Dick Tracy thing is just like a general
gangster
ride. Yeah, awesome. Put it on Sunset. Studios. Maroon Studios is never going to happen.
Oh, and you're the one wanting Dick Tracy Crime Stoppers. Okay.
I said, like, rethemed to just a general mobsters. I know we're not going to... Which, I could see them trying to reboot Dick Tracy as a franchise, because, you know, why not?
I don't know. Is Warren Beatty still getting any money for that?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. I'm very excited with every... You know, it's a lot of what we need. It's what I wanted to hear. I'm still worried about timelines, still worried about not having enough at Hollywood Studios. Epcot is still going to be a rotting mess of a carcass. But again, this was all steps in the right direction for me.
Yep.
I know Mike is not happy about Toy Story, but.
Well, also I want to touch on something real quick is that. All these additions and changes don't excuse the fact that Disney has ignored these parks for so long. And I think that's something that people need to remember.
What was that? Sorry.
That Disney's ignored the parks for so long. That these additions and announcements do not negate that. These are still years away. So that does not excuse the fact that currently... Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot are shambling zombies of parks. You know, basically sustaining themselves on Magic Kingdom.
We're not any closer to any kind of relief.
No, and exactly, yeah. There's no end date. So, I mean, that does not excuse this. I mean, this is an end goal, and this is something they need to work towards, and they need to keep working, you know, towards that next goal after this. But this is not an end game. I mean, like...
No.
And well, and that's the issue no. I have is people going, well, we're getting Star Wars in 20 ?" You know, and that's the big thing is like this does not excuse Disney's treatment of the parks for the past decade, excluding Magic Kingdom. Absolutely disgusting. And just something I feel like I need to say because I know that that's going to be something big coming up is just like a lot of, well, they're building this now. It's like, no, you don't get that. Yeah. So
can we talk about Hulk?
Ooh, well, do you want to talk about Universal now?
Might as well.
Oh, yeah, good point. So, Sean, yeah, what about Hulk?
Hulk! It's happening! Hulk Guys, trash. It's finally happening. yeah, on Friday, Universal announced that Hulk would be closing on September 8th and not opening until next summer for, quote-unquote, enhancements. To the storyline, queue, and ride vehicles. And they said it's going to be a more immersive, high-tech experience. I'm very excited about this because it should lead us to what we're going to see Marvel Superhero Island as a whole change into over the next, you know, 3 or 4 years. So yeah, man. We finally got the confirmation that we've been waiting on for so long. We finally got the Marvel is not going anywhere confirmation. And anyone who thinks it still could be going somewhere, you are mentally deficient. You need help.
It's like the ending. It's like the ending of the World's End, where Garrett King is running around to all the different like replicants and just giving the finger to all of them.
Yes,
that's basically us right now.
So yeah, it's I'm excited, man. You know. We've seen the little meteor strike in the land starting to get it redone. We're seeing movement. It's I'm really excited. Really excited.
And it sounds like they may even get rid of the whole queue area, like everything.
I think everything's getting ripped.
Yeah. Well, it needs to. It needs to be enclosed, and they need to put air conditioner in that damn building.
Yeah. I love hearing Mike's evil laugh in the background.
Sound like the Grinch, man.
Well, I mean, come on.
True.
Just remember who was with y'all last fall walking through that queue and thinking, this does not cut it anymore.
No, we all agreed with you.
Yeah, we didn't doubt you.
And here we are, a year later. Boom. Hulk redo. In your face.
To who? We agree with you.
I'm talking to them out there. Those people. The ones that say that Universal gave up the rights for a box of popcorn. They're giving it away for Wicked. They're giving it away for some TV channel. Ha. In your face.
In your
contract,
face.
Contract doesn't end. Sorry.
What's the two magical words, Mike?
In perpetuity.
Boom. There we go.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. I really like the whole coaster, but it's been in need of work like this for a long time. And I'm glad it's not just work. They're going, we're current universaling this bitch. We're making it the experience it should be. And
they're really working.
Like Disney had posted on Orlando United, Transformers was built in 11 months. This refurb is going to take 10 months. So it's going to be like they're not messing around. It's going to be good. And then hopefully once that opens, Dr. Doom is out of here and we get an avenging announcement.
Well, it's also going to be really interesting that this is going to open around Kong.
Yes.
So that's going to be two, basically, one completely refreshed attraction and one brand new attraction on
the
left side of the park.
It's the speed bump. Let's be there. They're anticipating big crowds for Kong. This is the Transformers from Diagon for IOA. This is the speed.
And Springfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man. Good weekend for theme parks. That's all I got to say.
Well, I reckon after next summer, you'll probably lose Doom Tower.
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No questions. I don't think that's a question. I think Hulk opens up and Doom closes like immediately. Yeah.
Maybe after the summer.
Well, yeah, maybe they'll give it the summer.
If you're going within this year though, from like this August to next August, I'd ride it if you want.
Yeah,
to
ride I'd ride it. Maybe we need someone to get in there and film the propaganda video inside Doom and all that kind of stuff.
The Doom bots. I'm gonna buy a Doom bot.
Well, you can go excited. To our sponsors, ThemeParkConnection.com. They're not our sponsors.
They're not a sponsor.
They're totally. They will never sponsor us.
And download Seth Kabersky's book from Audible.com. Another sponsor.
There we go. Also, Lucy closed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Well, I mean, yeah, whatever.
It's terrible. The bad show they're doing right now, though.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the duct tape.
Yeah, that's bad.
They took the sign, they reversed it, and they duct taped it to where it was before.
Yeah, that's bad.
It looks like poop. Liquid poop everywhere, so.
It's bad show. It's unacceptable.
I agree.
I figured they would just being like an actual wall.
It's me being fair.
Well, it is fair. It looks terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they shouldn't do it. So don't do it, guys.
And I'm eagerly awaiting some Nintendo concept art to kind of balance out the world here.
I'm not holding my breath, but that'd be amazing.
If I was Steve Burke, I'd have it broadcasting on the side of Comcast Tower in Philadelphia tomorrow.
I could see it.
I would settle for some Hulk concept art.
Yeah, don't hold your breath for that either.
If we get anything like big, it'll be about one of the Universal properties, like Fallon or Fast and Furious.
I would also like to know it's replacing Scream.
We know.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we know.
We have an idea.
Yeah, we have a good idea.
Oh, thanks for telling me, guys.
We did. Well, Sean did.
Yeah, I totally did.
No, we had an idea, and then you said you didn't have an idea, and now we don't know what's going on, but we still
No, we know.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it at the show.
Should we sign off?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not? We've been going for an hour and a half. I only podcast for like 5 hours today, because fuck it, who cares?
Hashtag all the podcasting.
All the podcasting.
Joe has some graphic design work he needs to do, so let's go.
Exactly. I need to get Mike elected, sir. That's what I need to do.
Michael.
So I can afford to go to Star Wars Land in 10 years.
with Michael and Michelle Jr. There you go. I'm just saying.
All right, we were talking about that on the way here.
We've said it all.
Yeah. Love everybody, hate everything. Kungaloosh.
Mike.
Yep. See ya.
Where can we find everyone at? You can find me at Parkscope Joe.
Oh, they know by now.
You can find him at Parkscope Nick. Sean and Mike are now private, so don't
you
even bother.
You can find
them.
Me at
find
Adam
all of us
Roth,
at Parkscope.net. Go enter our sweepstakes, our giveaway of the unofficial guide to Universal Orlando at Parkscope.net. We will be broadcasting soon, covering a little podcast with Seth Kaburski, talking about, I think, his celebration at Disneyland 60th and all that fun jazz. And
thank you, Bob Iger, for doing good things. Good night.
Exactly. Kungaloosh. All that fun stuff. So, peace. See you guys.